ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. سفینہ واز اے شپ وچ یوز ٹو آپریٹ فرام دا شورز آف بامبے ٹیکنگ دا حجاج ٹو جدہ، اینڈ ایون اپ ٹل ناؤ دیر از ون شپ سفینہ، اینڈ آلسو سفینہ مینس اے بوٹ اے شپ، بٹ دا نیم آف دا شپ اٹ سیلف واز سفینہ. سو اسے ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، مائی سفینہ آلسو مائی شپ آلسو will anchor someday on the shores of Jeddah. And dekhenge kabhi shauq se Makkah wa Madina. Now we can say our plane will land there someday. And then we will see Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif with great shauq, with great excitement, with great muhabbat, with great azmat. Sahil se lagega kabhi mera bhi safina. دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. مومن جو فدا نقش کفے پائے نبی ہو، ہو زیر قدم آج بھی عالم کا خزینہ. مومن جو فدا نقش کفے پائے نبی ہو، ہو زیر قدم آج بھی عالم کا خزینہ. If the مومن the Muslim the believer in Allah تعالیٰ and his رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، even today if he follows the footsteps of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، even today, wasn't only in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, in his time it was very difficult. If somebody did not practice on 10% also, then too he would have been taken to task. From a sahabi, the demands were of the highest level. There was no concession. They had to be perfect in their amal. Little slip and little mistake also from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's side, they used to be reprimanded for their tarbiyah, and that is what made them reach such high stages. So for them there was no concession of even 10%. And in our times, if a person has to practice on 10%, of course the 10% doesn't mean 10% of namaz, 10% of roza, zakat and hajj. Meaning that what the amal they made. Look at their namaz, look at their khushu and khuzu in the namaz, look at their sincerity, look at their ibadat, look at their muamla, their muashara. In everything it was 100%. Even a slight deviation due to ignorance of the law. Because every sahabi did not know every law the moment the person accepted Islam. This was, as I say, a miracle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's companions. That this side they're accepting Islam and they're practicing on 100% Islam. If somebody has to accept Islam in our time, how long it will take that person before he really gets to know the basics? This was a miracle that the person is accepting Islam and is practicing 100% Islam. So if there was a slight mistake, error of judgment, then too they were taken to some task. So it's much easier today. So therefore he says that even today, if a Muslim and a Mu'min has to follow the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that means bring in his life the akhlaq, the amal, the ibadat, the zikr, tilawat, etc. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will subjugate the world to him. Allah ta'ala will subjugate the world. The world and all its treasures will come into the hands of the ummah if only they have to become obedient to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to follow his footsteps. Mu'min jo fida naqsh-e kafe paaye Nabi ho. Ho zere qadam aaj bhi alam ka khazina. Allah Ta'ala showed it in the time of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how huge empires fell at their feet. Huge empires. Nobody could even think of saying anything against the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire. It was as if the person is signing his death warrant if he has to stand up against those empires. It was like signing his death warrant. But their obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala made those emperors tremble at the name of the Amirul Mu'mineen. And everyone knows, and history is a proof to it, hundreds of years of rule over those countries is a clear indication that it was proven. It's not just fairy tale. Can anybody say it's a fairy tale? The conquest of Spain and the conquest of the Roman Empire, Persian Empire, it is a reality. Mumin jo fida naqshe kafe paaye nabi ho, ho zere qadam aaj bhi, even today, the empires of today, in inverted commas, they can fall at the feet of the ummah, he says, if only mumin is fida, on the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, following the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And as I said, in our time, if a person makes amal even on 10%, together with his namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, he doesn't have that degree of taqwa and that degree of ikhlas and that degree of tawakkul and yaqeen and that degree that the sahabas had of shukr and sabr and qanaat. He just has 10%. Then too, he'll get pass mark. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Through his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he informed us of our times that they'll get pass mark. In the schools at present, the matrix, when they dance and jump, we pass, sometimes 30% pass, finish. 30% marks in all subjects, finish, pass. 70% wrong, but you pass, never mind. So look at Allah Ta'ala, is even more merciful than these examiners. And our government education department, they say, now my 30%. Now here Allah Ta'ala says 10% also, if you do it, inshallah, we'll give pass mark. Pass mark, you'll go to Jannah. But nobody wants just pass mark, everybody wants distinction. Otherwise we will say pass mark, so let's now just relax and go for the pass mark. So does any person just go for pass mark when he's going to choose a bride? If a person says that 10% she's alright, or 20%. Otherwise, lots of sicknesses and problems she's got in her life. And her face is also ugly, there's no prettiness, no beauty, but she's got a heart, lung, liver, lungs all functioning. So will anybody choose? Then why do we go for 100% then? In fact, some have a long list of what they're looking for. So in everything we want the best. In our clothing also we don't go for 20%. If somebody says that there's 80% patched clothes, I give it to you, will you wear it? But it is something that you can wear. But we all want nice clothes. The cars also, look at on the market, there are lots of cars. Some cars will just somehow roll you to your destination. Where does anybody go for that? So why is it when it comes to deen, when it comes to ibadat, when it comes to our akhlaq, when it comes to our muamalat, our dealings, our transactions and our interpersonal relationships and all those other teachings of deen, then there we say, well, just accept it. We're doing something, Maulana, we make some namaz 5 times a day. Is that enough? That is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and fazal. But who knows whether he'll pass or not? We don't even have that 20% or 10%. So, mu'min jo fida naqshe kafe paaye nabi ho, ho zere qadam aaj bhi alam ka khazina.